Welcome to the LuzoCast, episode 62. I'm your host, Krishna, as always, joined by Sarah, Arjuna, and Ravi. How's everyone doing today?
You sounded so confused when you said Ravi.
Is that his name?
Did my voice go up? So, Sarah,
no.
Arjuna, Ravi?
Maybe that's him.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
You've known me for like 27 years. I'm kind of hurt.
Maybe not hurt.
Maybe more concerned for your well-being.
Yeah,
clearly you're confused.
Yes, maybe actually. How is everyone?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I think we all are a little bit. You know,
why are we tired? But we're live at 4:30.
Due to completely innocent reasons, we are all extremely tired because we just work so much.
We were discussing the show late last night.
Really, really hard. With the drinks.
At the alcohol.
I was just going to say, we were working on the outline for the show for, like, into the wee hours of the morning, just trying to get it perfect,
okay.
Reciting our lines.
No.
It's great.
Guys, for those of you who don't know, this is Luzo Productions. I should start off the show right off the bat. Please check us out at luzoproductions.com. We have many videos. This is the second week in a row we're doing an audio-only podcast. The response we got from last week's episode was pretty favorable, so definitely find us on iTunes. Please like, please subscribe, please visit us at the website. Visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Hit us up. We love hearing your feedback and your questions. But let us dive right into one of our favorite segments, Hollywood Stories. And Ravi, you have a story here that you would like to open with.
I'll be honest, it doesn't actually... It's not dependent upon our location of Hollywood, but...
That is okay.
It happened in Hollywood.
So there you go.
So as many of you listeners are aware that we're big Lego fans, as are you, because Lego is amazing and it is perfect. There's nothing wrong with Lego except when you step on it.
I'm a Duplo fan myself.
That's actually a great point.
Is that because it's
Lego?
It's just simpler for your mind, right? Too.
That's why you're into Duplo?
Wow, that's like you said. I just got attacked.
anyway,
the blocks are easier to handle.
September 14th was this past Wednesday, and Lego pre-release for pre-order. Pre-release for pre-orders. That's the thing, right?
Early
pre-order for the new Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon. The largest, most expensive Lego set ever. I had this marked in my calendar, and for some reason, I forgot.
What?
And because I forgot, I'm a Lego VIP member as well, which means I get like early access to stuff, which means that on September 14th, I could have pre-ordered. I forgot. So by the time I checked the website at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it sold out.
Of course.
It's
5 o'clock.
1,000%
yeah.
sold out.
No, because when they go into actual pre-order, they'll have them.
They set aside some for their early pre-order. From what I've been seeing and hearing, chances of me getting one are almost zero at this point. And I decided to take a look at eBay. People are upselling these. This set is $800 retail.
Can you give us real quick, describe the scale? How many pieces?
This is 2 by 3 feet.
What?
It's 2 by 3 feet.
Seems pretty small.
That would fit on this table. It would fit on this table and probably still spill over.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bigger than this table.
Or it would fit in it.
It's just over 5,000 plus pieces.
Jesus.
It's $800. And people are selling it on eBay.
$1,200
to $1,600.
Yay, I guessed.
Yeah,
what do I get for guessing?
Wait, I just want to work that out. So it's,
do I get a cookie?
We don't have any.
Oh, man.
800 divided by 5,000.
Oh no!
So what's gonna be 16 cents a piece?
I like to
find the value.
Krishna's doing
things,
math
so.
Now.
So 16 cents a piece
per Lego brick.
So you could just buy all the individual bricks for much cheaper.
Nope, that's not how that works.
Tiny,
but okay,
though.
You could.
That's
no,
expensive.
You could.
No,
I think they sell them
not the specialty
cheap,
pieces.
Not as cheap as 16 cents,
and not
a
the
piece,
specialty pieces.
I'm just saying, Duplo wouldn't be as expensive.
There you go.
They all right, also,
which yeah. Arjuna needs because.
Speaking of Arjuna,
it's difficult for him.
I think you have a Hollywood story as well.
I do. So Evelyn and I were at the art supply store on Friday. The Blick on Beverly, the Blick art supply store. And I'm just walking down the aisle. I was looking for something for Evelyn. And I almost ran into Angelina Jolie and
oh.
her youngest child who I'm still not sure if
is it, it's like, a daughter is it or plane? Son. Is
what?
It fire? Is it
what?
What? Their the kid's name? Is it like oh, some I weird have no weird idea. Name?
It's,
like
it's one of the
jacket?
It's one of the it's one of the actual birth children.
Oh, okay.
Because the kid looked just like Brad Pitt with like long blonde hair, but it was just weird because like I've been in LA for 2 years and I've seen like a couple of celebrities. I saw Patton Oswalt at Pavilions once. I saw the guy.
That was great.
I saw the guy who voiced the Arbiter at Target once.
How do you know what that guy looks like?
Because he's like done live action stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, he also does the Navy. The yeah, he does U.S. Navy. He's like. Was it Navy? Accelerate your life.
Yeah.
But I usually add in the
MF
yep, word
version. You know, I think you've added it so many times, I thought that was how it was.
That's what I thought, too.
Navy, accelerate your life.
There you
Mother
go.
Beep life.
There you go. But this was like the first like big celebrity I kind of ran into.
Is she big anymore? Does anybody care about her?
I don't care about her. I don't think so.
But Angelina Jolie is one of those like superstar Hollywood people that like I feel like
you mean the one that's in all the trash mags
pretty
so that's
much.
When you're standing in line at the grocery store you see
wait
her
wait
face
is that how Loser Production makes it if we just pay somebody to get in those trashy magazines
nope.
then we've made it
they only want you if
nope.
you're famous
yes. we are famous
you're right our voices are
anyway
just, but it was interesting she was like she was kind of just like around and a regular person and then the only reason you like definitely knew was Angelina Jolie
she was
she
so
had,
thin then you wanted to feed her things
yeah she was super thin
okay.
had a ton of makeup on and she had ooh. A security guard at the front of the store kind of watching over so
they the security guard like clearly was watching you then right
they were watching everyone
no come on Adrian, you're shady looking.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. I
appreciate that.
Were you carrying
it's a Ram Gopal trait.
Because that would have been a little weird.
I was
like
actually carrying. I was carrying around a notebook where I record my notes
creep.
For Hollywood stories.
So you just
creeper.
Look at her and
creeper.
Like,
day
10:33 p.m. 10:33 p.m.
Speaking of creepy stories, Krishna, you have a story.
I do. So round out Hollywood stories. So I'm driving to work yesterday morning.
Wait, you still drive?
Yeah.
You still work?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So I'm driving to work. It's a Saturday morning. Okay. It's 7:18 in the morning.
Normally in Hollywood, dead. Down the road, right?
Correct. I'm driving down
traffic-wise,
South La Brea.
Not people-wise.
Yeah. Well, no. People-wise, it's usually dead. Yeah. Usually. I'm driving down South La Brea, and I forget which block it is between which. I think it's like before Wilshire. Like right before Wilshire. Wilshire?
Wilshire,
thank
nice.
You. Right before Wilshire, and there are about 200, about 200 high school kids what? In a line. And they're like sitting down, they're standing, they're waiting, they're on their phones. So then I come up to this light, and I'm like,
this.
What the hell are,
oh, maybe not.
Is a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds up on, at pre-7, some of them had to have been there for hours, because it's a line of 200 of these kids and more just streaming in. So I get to a light and I'm just like wondering. And then this truck pulls up next to me at the red light. And it's an older guy. And he winds down his window and three kids cross the street. And he's like, hey, what's the line for? Okay, look back. One of the kids looks back and says, shoes. 200 plus high school kids up 7:18 on a Saturday morning, probably to get the new
Nikes
I don't know what the new Nikes are.
We saw
or
a shoe
out.
Line
yeah.
yesterday
yeah.
afternoon.
Yeah. It was. I was like,
it was insane.
I was like, this is how you motivate the youth.
That doesn't
shoes?
Shock me because, like, shoes.
I don't get it.
People,
I mean,
crazy.
I love shoes. Don't
people,
get me wrong, but yeah. not like that.
But people are like into like athletic shoes.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
a huge culture that I'm learning. Like I've learned about over the last like
you
few
have several
months.
Friends,
right?
Don't you?
Like, yeah. Well, like a few people I work with are like, wait, Arjuna has French sneakerheads.
Well, he said people
at
work.
Good job, buddy.
And like. Like Robbie Crowder, friend of Luzo, he owns like 150 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, yeah. See?
And that's
that
just
makes,
insane.
That yeah, makes actually, me look normal with my shoes.
No, actually, but here's the thing, though. Those shoes
are worth
could
a
have
lot of money.
The same
is
value
he
as...
Yeah,
just,
he
yeah.
does.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
those,
he flips them.
Those shoes will can have the same similar value as why you collect all of your toys.
Yeah.
It's the same level of like obsession.
Yeah.
And... Oh, look, I'm getting value because you can have collections and collect. You get the whole KD under, you know, KD
yeah,
Nike
but,
line.
But hold on a second. But
Russell Westbrook
but with
Jordan
shoes,
brand
though,
line.
You put your feet in them.
No, some
they
people
keep
don't.
Them in
some
boxes.
Of them, that's gross.
They keep them in boxes
it's
and you don't wear
gross.
Them.
It's the same thing well, with your toys. Like, that's the level of, like...
what if you could, like, get a Lego
shoe? That's
how
into it. With your
oh,
costumes,
sure.
with your cosplay.
Well, you could at least make a Duplo shoe.
I'm going to build that with the Millennium Falcon that I didn't pre-order.
I just want to point out...
Thanks, Arjuna.
The relation between your... your nerddom. It's being a nerd. It's the same, right? Level. It's the same level.
Oh, yeah. No, you can level. Be a nerd about many things. Yeah. Nerdery is just where your passion is and what you love. And that's nerd doesn't mean...
And it doesn't make sense to people who don't get it.
Comics or whatever.
Because I'm right there with you. I don't understand having 150, but and I also don't understand having 7 million toys, right? It's the same level. It doesn't make sense to people outside of your
we don't have 7 million.
It's 6.23 million.
There you go.
6 million.
Like that's more like
6.23. Christian, get it right.
Speaking of fandom, who's the new director for the Star Wars Episode 9?
The dummy named J.J. Abrams.
Are we happy about this?
No,
because I'm not.
No, I'm super annoyed and annoyed.
I don't know.
Force Awakens was.
I don't know how I feel. I really don't.
Force Awakens was good. It was not great, and I just feel like.
That is point analysis.
You're going to end the trilogy with a good, not great movie?
Terrible.
Like Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Besides Ewoks was a good movie. A great movie.
The Ewoks ruined that movie.
Yes, they did. But
And J.J. Abrams is about to ruin Episode 9.
With Porgs?
No, Porgs is Episode 8. Yeah, that's Rian Johnson who's ruining it. But to be honest, I don't think it's him. I think it's the studio.
For sure.
Analysis on Porgs and how they fare. It was between Porgs and Death Troopers. And
also, they were like Porgs. The release dates were swapped for we're in 2017. So in 2019, the Episode 9 was supposed to release in May, on May 25th, because that's when the original movie came out on May 25th, 1977. Mm-hmm. And the release date is now swapped because they had to push it. Rewriting. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Let's be honest.
But
Disney
it was swapped for December.
Yeah.
Whatever movie was coming out then, I don't remember. Anyway, something else was swapped. Something that was supposed to come out in December apparently was swapped with it or moved to that date. So
They only swapped it because they know they're going to sell more garbage.
Yeah, no.
If you put it in Christmas, you have a whole year to like sell more.
They're also
garbage.
If they're bringing in J.J. Abrams and they're rewriting the bulk of the movie.
Bull.
Well,
it's bull crap.
Bull crap. No, I mean, but there were rumors that they were rewriting a significant portion of Episode 9 because of Carrie Fisher's passing and everything. I mean, that changed a lot of things.
The storyline
and it took them a little while to decide what they were going to do going forward. And I mean, let's be honest. The Christmas season has worked for Star Wars. It really has with both Episode 7 and Rogue One, and it's going to work for Episode 8. It just makes sense. Like, they just need to keep that December month.
But now I don't get to see it for my birthday.
That's true. But unfortunately, May was always going to be an ambitious.
You should write it. You should write a letter. Dear Star Wars,
just send it to Star Wars. Why is she British?
Come to my birthday.
Wait,
why is she British?
Wars at a long time ago, yeah. Galaxy far, far away.
Do we
she
know?
Put a lot of stamps on it.
Exactly.
Right?
Do we know why the previous Santa. Director walked away?
So we talked about this last week in terms of. There was the.
I don't think there was. There's no official. Anything.
There's no official.
Creative
it's all
differences.
Creative differences is the official word. Word on the rumor mill or whatever. Rampant speculation is that he was difficult to work with. His movie in the summer bombed,
right?
And they didn't want that kind of negativity associated with the movie, so they decided to axe him.
Wow. Well, that's there you go. That's...
Because especially with these blockbusters, even though the directors. Don't do a lot. The names have become more and more important in terms of who's.
Wait, there, did you didn't just say a director doesn't do much in
on these
Hollywood?
He's agreeing with you. No. Right, you say these are studio format movies.
Especially on blockbusters, they don't.
Won. The battle is over.
There was no battle.
We agree.
It's pretty obvious for blockbusters. A lot of them are cookie cutter studio. Centric. We got to have A, B, and C shot for X, Y, and Z marketing.
There are no
and
risks.
It's kind of
boring. So what do we think Episode 9 is going to be about? Because it's already been kind of unfortunately revealed that there is a Death Star 3.0 out there. There's a...
Wait, what?
You guys haven't seen this?
You've ruined it.
Oh, sorry. Oops.
Reddit.
Rampant speculation.
Sorry, spoilers.
Rampant speculation.
There's a toy box out there with a Snoke and in some of the product... You can see clearly a Death Star.
Well, you know, it worked so well for them the last two times. By which I mean in the Star Wars universe, not product-wise. I'm just saying.
And I don't know.
You know, kind two of, Death Stars down.
Yeah.
No, and they think it's a good idea to build sense, another though, one.
Like, if you're the First Order and you want to bring back the Empire and you still want to incite fear, you do need, unfortunately, you need a weapon of mass destruction, a symbol. And the Death Star is clearly that symbol for the Empire. That was the peak of the Empire, the Death Star. So if you're trying to bring it back, bring back the Death Star.
It got destroyed twice. So, I'm just saying.
No, that's
like,
fine.
If you are an empire with a massive planet-sized weapon that's been blown up twice, don't you find some other way to go with that?
Well, nope. You watch
maybe Rogue One. Make it a cube.
Well, no, no.
Make it a floating like a Borg cube.
Yeah.
No, but if you're Snoke, if you're Snoke though, you watch Rogue One, you realize Galen Erso made this stupid hole, and then also you watch Episode 6. And you're like, okay, no cute, cuddly teddy bears on the planet that is protecting the shield generator. So as long as you cover those two things, you're solid.
No, but maybe he doesn't know about the Porgs.
And there's no Han Solo this time.
Yeah, there's no Han Solo just come out of nothing.
I shoot down Luke's Vader. That's okay. Die in Episode 8.
We've got
I think so, too.
Plenty of people.
Oh, I thought never mind.
Oh.
Wow. That is too soon.
Seriously.
Maybe Luke will turn bad.
Oh, wow. Some speculate he is already evil.
Yeah,
I don't think he's even going to be in the movie.
Yeah,
he's just going to be in the end, and he's going to have like a long stare.
Also, the
just and like then he's going to say something, and it's going to sound like the Joker, and I'm going to be like, yes.
The theory that Ezra is Snoke is building more. It's getting more oomph behind it, apparently, which is kind of nice.
Considering the way the Rebels trailer looks, and we all think that Kanan's going to die in this season, right?
I think early, too. I think it's going to happen,
because this is the last season, so there's got to be a lot.
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say that.
But it's the last season? But it is. It's been confirmed.
I know.
What's
the next animated Star Wars project they're doing, like for a Star Wars series?
Well, they still have the Freemakers, which I'm super... I love that.
Yeah, that's coming back.
That's coming back. If you haven't watched Lego Freemakers, it's
Lego
so
Star
great.
Wars?
Lego
it's,
Star Wars.
It's, well. It's considered canon, right?
I think
it's considered canon, and it's a Lego Star Wars cartoon that's just kind of like these side characters. It's just funny. It's like Lego funny. It is really great.
It's la funny.
Leg funny. Lego funny.
I think it's going to take place between episodes 6 and 7.
I would like a show that takes place between episodes
1 and 9 and 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a matter of time, let's be honest. 10, 11, or 12, book them.
Oh, obviously.
We should move on from Star Wars. We have spent far more too much time on
rampant
speculation. I don't think we said anything solid.
Well, I personally don't rampantly speculate.
Oh, I do. And I love it.
I heard they're actually changing it to Star Hugs.
Let's move on to another empire of sorts.
Duplo Hugs?
Apple. Apple recently had, what do you call that thing?
It's called a
keynote.
iPhone keynote.
A keynote. So does someone want to give us the highlights? I know it was real quick. So iPhone 8 and the iPhone
I'm sorry.
10.
X? I'm sorry. Did you say 10? Does someone give us the highlights and then immediately tell the highlights?
Well, I'm basically going to read these titles and then someone can give me the highlights of each thing.
Okay.
The Apple TV with 4K and 60...
60 frames per second.
I was about to say, what does FPS mean again?
Frames per second.
Oh my.
And then the Apple Watch Series 3.
Yes!
Is anyone... Going.
I pre-ordered it already. I stayed up. I have the Apple Watch 1.
I got the first one.
And I actually love my watch. Regardless,
the watch that's not on her wrist currently.
It's
by
not
the way.
On my wrist right now. It's really early, and I was not. I'm tired from my late night of reading books.
For planning the show.
For planning the show, and Arjuna sat over at the side playing with Duplo. So no, but I've honestly worn the crap out of my watch in the last 2 years, and I wear it when we rock climb. I've scratched it here and there. I actually, for a little while, have had this tiny crack across the top. It's like a hairline crack right across the top corner. And the other day, I noticed that the part above the crack, which is really, it's not noticeable, but it could The crystal is actually cracked. Dark and it's not pulling anything into that tiny corner. So if it spreads, if it cracks more, then I'm screwed there.
So I thought,
and it's got other. I got other scratches on it. Like it's bad now. So
I thought because you're pointing to your wrist. I thought you were just saying like for a brief second that the watch cracked your wrist.
Nope.
And like it was broken from your Apple Watch. I'm like, why would you want that?
And why aren't you wearing a cast?
I was like, what?
No,
what?
No more casts on wrists for me.
Nice. For ever.
Never, hopefully.
So
I stayed up and didn't have any problem pre-ordering.
What are you excited for in the Apple Watch 3,
well,
Series 3?
I am, for one, I've got the first generation, so I can't, you know, swim in the watch. I can't do anything. Like, it can't get wet. Mm-hmm. It can't. Now, the biggest thing I'm excited about is the fact that I got the GPS plus cellular, so it's got a SIM chip. Also, if you watch the keynote, it's really pretty cool how they fit a lot of crap into this watch, mm-hmm. Because they show the technical stuff. I'm not fangirling. I got a look from Robbie.
I just rolled my eyes. It's not look.
Wait, you have to pay for cellular on it?
It's $10 extra a month, but it ties into your phone number.
Oh, okay.
So I could put my watch on, and I don't have to have my phone with me, and I could still take phone calls if I wanted to, but it'll still get the text messages and everything without having my phone in near proximity.
That's cool.
I'm super excited about that.
That's old technology.
Also, I got...
they finally did it.
It's Bond. I'm super excited because I get to have a spy watch. I've wanted one since I was a kid. Okay? That is really the biggest thing. The only thing that I wish they'd added to it is a camera
laser
on
beams.
The watch. Laser beams would be cool too.
Yeah.
Lasers. But
damn.
Yeah, lots of those but yeah, don't weaponize my watch. We've got too many weapons in the world as it is. Don't make my Apple Watch a weapon.
North Korea.
South Korea.
Speaking of, no, never mind. But yeah, so I'm super excited about that. I also got I had the 38 millimeter face on my original watch because I have tiny little wrists, like seriously small wrists. But I got the 42 millimeter one. We'll see. It's going to basically cover the entirety of my wrist. It's
okay.
The new sport band is, I can wrap it so it's snug enough around my wrist, which was good because
sweet.
That again, that was part of my problem before is that the bands sometimes it wasn't small enough, and this way. I can make it whatever size I need it to be. So my weirdly tiny wrists can wear my watch without a problem.
Cool.
Your tiny hands.
Cool.
Don't have tiny hands.
So Apple Watch, there we go. Apple TV. What do we know about
60
it?
60 frames per second, and it's finally 4K.
Finally 4K. Finally.
So Apple TV is not 4K?
So the current Apple TV is not 4K.
Well, can't you hack it?
You can hack it. You can actually jailbreak it and hack it, yeah. It to make the current generation of Apple TV.
So you're saying
4K?
Even if you have a 4K television, If you use your Apple TV primarily, you're not utilizing the full capabilities of your 4K TV.
Right.
No, it's only spitting it out
at 1080.
At 1080.
Gotcha. Good
so the thing with the Apple TV coming out at 4K, mm-hmm. This is 2017.
Yeah,
everybody has already done 4K.
That was...
And then Apple drags their slow little feet, and they're like, hey, here's 4K.
Then acted like it was something really cool at the keynote. I was like, you're way behind the times on this. For Apple, that's, I mean...
Well, surprising. I mean, the watch part, though, is also behind the times.
Nope.
The fact that they just only now added in their third generation of the watch, just added cellular into a watch. I mean, overall, the keynote was very disappointing because Apple's celebrating all these cool things, but this is all old technology.
I want to point out, Apple holds back a lot of features because they want to sell different series every single year. They probably could have put all of that stuff in Series 1. They could have put 4K in Apple TV years ago, but it's just like, this is the new one. You don't have it. Now you have to buy this new one.
What else are they going to add to a new Apple TV?
Exactly.
I will say on the Apple TV portion, the bigger portion, I think, that is better and more important than them just releasing the new Apple TV is the fact that any iTunes HD movies that you currently own, you automatically get the 4K re-release version or the up-res version for free.
That's cool.
That's cool. And then the second portion that's even more cool and even better for 4K and kind of implementing that technology is the simple fact that when Apple has sales on HD movies for like $10 or when they release their movies for $15 digitally, that's the same price as 4K. So they're not upcharging
or adding an additional.
Or adding
level
additional.
Of
so
cost.
What's happening right now is
cool.
I don't know if people will probably have seen at like Target and Best Buy, you'll see Blu-rays that say UHD or 4K, mm-hmm. and they're typically $5 or $10 more because it's the, you know, quote-unquote 4K version. What Apple's doing is they're counteracting that by saying, no, we're going to charge the same price. They're keeping it the same. So this should actually help implement 4K a lot quicker.
It should help digital sales.
That is more interesting. That is, I think, the bigger news out of the Apple TV portion.
Cool. Cool, cool. All right, finally, iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of the iPhone 8.
I think I think because the iPhone 10 is $1,000.
Yeah, it keeps it at a price point that's manageable for more people.
I saw a really interesting tweet. If you bought every single food item on the menu of a Cracker Barrel, it would come to $882, which is cheaper than the iPhone X, which is $1,000.
I think the world is going to start using the iPhone X as like a pricing
ten.
Currency.
Okay, they're calling it
How
the 10.
How many iPhone X's is that?
Seriously, though, they're calling it the 10.
Nope,
it's not the X.
Nope. People are calling it iPhone X.
But,
and I'm going to go
with Apple
that.
Is calling it iPhone 10.
And we're calling
the same
it
way
X.
iOS. I like but X. In the same way that X. The Mac OS.
Yes.
It's not OS X, it's OS 10.
Why skip 9?
10 point.
9 has always traditionally just been terrible. I mean, Windows did it too. Microsoft
everyone
skipped 9.
Is what, it like, it's a like tech 9 thing? The new 13?
Maybe. I mean, it went Windows
like
the,
it's like
8, 13
8.
In
8.
Buildings.
1, then 10.
There was no 9. Just same thing with Apple. I mean, well, Apple did Mac OS 9.
There was OS 9, but it was
terrible.
Yeah.
The company was actually failing at that point.
Real quick, because we do have to move on.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Release dates for this stuff. Do we know?
So the iPhone 8 went on pre-order with the Apple TV and Apple
Watch
this past Friday, September 15th. And it's releasing September 22nd for all three of those things. The iPhone X.
September 22nd?
September 22nd for everything else.
Yeah, that's when they ship.
The iPhone 10/X is pre-order October 27th. Someone's birthday.
A pretty unimportant day. I think Stan Lee's Comic-Con is that day. Stranger Things Season 2 comes out on that day.
Oh, my God.
So
that's
really
why
important
I had it circled on my calendar.
Yeah. Nothing else. Though.
Nothing.
Stranger Things, I think, is probably the only reason.
Yeah.
This is just exactly what we did for my birthday.
And the phone is releasing November 3rd.
Be clear,
3rd
Robbie's
or
birthday
4th.
Is October 27th. Please send him
you
birthday
two,
wishes. He's
I know Sarah and I are getting the iPhone X. Are you guys getting the iPhone X?
We are debating. Right now,
I actually really want to get the iPhone 3.
We have both. We have both created intense PowerPoints. Adriana is going to do the pros and cons for the iPhone X, and I'm also going to do pros
Lots
and cons.
Lots of bar charts. Make
and,
bar charts.
Yeah.
I want to see your presentation.
Can you guys record that and let the world see your pros and cons list? Because
I'm gonna be like,
I consider you two like average users when it comes to the iPhone. Like, you're the everyday type person, right?
Adriana is an above average user, and I'm a below average user. So you
right,
average
so it equals
together,
out to the
average
user.
Yeah. But like, it's a square. Nope, it's a rectangle.
Arjuna just called.
Nope.
It's made of glass. Arjuna. Christian just called you a square.
No, I'm talking about the phone.
A square rectangle.
We're talking about my head again?
A square rectangle made of glass.
Wait, technically, this is also Apple. Siri face.
Okay, so that's the Apple Watch. Hold on. So here it is. Let me talk about this one a minute. So Apple, and they said this ages ago. They were like, we're going to have a new face on the phone. It's Siri. It's the, you know, it's a Siri face. And all I could think of
an AI?
Was... No, it's... So Siri now will speak to you on your phone, and you can... actually interact more with her than you could on the previous versions of the watch. And this was something in the OS, but they said, you know, it's called, we've got a new Siri face for the phone. All I could think of was the song Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. Mm. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Mm. So all I could think of was that, except Siri face. So we've been working on a little song I've written called Siri Face.
Yes. Okay, gotcha.
So we're working on that we should have done and out this week.
Okay, cool.
I hope.
Nice. I like this plug.
So
actually, this is a good time for plugs in general. On Wednesday, I don't know what day that is. Wednesday,
September
20th,
I will be undertaking. One of the greatest dietary challenges.
One of the greatest Luzo challenges I've done.
Yeah, there's a little place around here. You might have heard of it. It's called Panda Express. Express sells we call...
This is not going to be good.
It's not going to end well, but it has to be done. I already know how I'm going to tackle this, I think. Basically, there's this thing called the Family Feast, which feeds 5 to 7 people. It's about $33. It's three large sides
three large
entrees, and then
two large sides.
And it can, depending on what you pick, it's anywhere from only 1,000 to 7,000 calories.
Okay, if you pick only 1,000 calories, you're getting really crappy food. Exactly. Or not crappy. It's all crappy, but like,
and if you
you're
know
getting
me,
no meat and you're getting...
If you know me, you know I maximize... I want, especially with my calories, I maximize the calories to the dollar as much as I
can. You're probably getting closer to the 7,000.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's going to try to. Who are you kidding?
We are going to attempt this challenge. I will probably fail, but maybe I won't. And on Wednesday, we're going to record it, and then hopefully we'll have that out for you at some point. Stay tuned for
Are you setting? Are you saying you want to finish it in a certain amount of time, or are you just trying to see how long it takes you to finish it, or what?
It's, I think for this, it's going to be, can I finish it in one sitting?
That is
the
challenge.
How long it takes. We'll so you're not saying, I will finish this in an hour, or, you
know. Is Panda Express open right now?
Yes. Oh, God.
All right, I'll be right back.
This is kind of early for Panda, but...
Nah, it's never too early for Chinese food, dude.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we'll get to that other part.
For those listening, you can find all of this content, the Siri face, the Krishner stuffing his face challenge, on loserproductions.com.
I would also like to make an announcement. I will be doing a Duplo series, where I don't even build Duplo. I just talk about the theory of Duplo.
All right.
I'll be honest. That sounds amazing.
That could potentially be
I would
fun.
Watch that.
I'd be like, hi, Arjuna here.
You could talk about like color theory.
Would you like to get special guests? Because my niece is about 7 years old, and she actually doesn't really play with the Duplo blocks as much anymore. Because
do you hear that, Arjuna? A seven-year-old doesn't play with Duplo.
We should get her thoughts on why.
Yes.
Eller, what makes you so good for Duplo? Like, too good for Duplo?
She likes the smaller sets, and she loves the Star Wars sets.
Well, I personally like the Lego because it's better to chew on swallow and eat.
Some of us have really clunky fingers, so we can't really... not me. I have very...
Christian, by the way, for those listening,
he's
making a T-Rex type of face
he's
right
going,
now.
Velociraptor. That is a velociraptor. Sorry.
I said T-Rex.
Hey, Babby, I have a question for you. Yes. Do you still like the Nintendo Switch?
Okay.
It's a simple yes or no right now.
I do like it.
He you has
do.
No
but I'm a terrible, like I consider myself, a gamer.
A casual?
A really casual? No, I'm super casual. I play maybe once a week.
Yeah.
Wow. But with my Nintendo Switch, unfortunately, I've kind of just fallen off the wagon.
Sure.
But that being said, there was the Nintendo
Switch keynote.
It was their event.
The Nintendo Direct event. That's
I was
what they call
say,
them.
There was something else there.
Where they announced a couple of interesting titles. More specifically, Doom
is coming to Nintendo.
I
saw
Doom
that.
We talked about that when they had the event, but it's coming out. It's releasing soon.
It's actually
right?
releasing soon. It's actually releasing in a couple of weeks. So that probably means I'm going to jump back on the Switch bandwagon, which I need to do.
The Switch
again. You
need
to get back and play more.
I also need to finish Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild because you know.
Did you even start the story?
I get distracted.
Yeah, I noticed.
That's the thing with open worlds.
Very easily.
It's very easy.
You
to
just
do.
Run around. You're like
And then when Christian plays, he throws my weapons away. You jerk.
Oh,
that
you
was
did.
So funny.
That was pretty funny.
He worked hard for that weapon, and he dropped it straight down a tree or something. That was amazing.
Currently, though, I mean, all my focus and attention has been on Destiny 2, obviously.
Yes. Austin, New York.
I finally hit level 20. I don't know if I told you guys.
So did
oh,
hey.
Yeah.
My power level's at like 210. I still need to obviously get up to about 250, and then we can finally do that
raid.
Did
you beat the main game?
No, I... Once we again, get distracted.
I still have to get
do public events. And
nice. I still can't even play with people because the thing is that like, well, no. Man. So here's my lovely new PS4 that I got, the Destiny PS4 or the white one, which is pretty freaking awesome. But it's set up in the bedroom on the TV because you gotta have both of them. Our network. Cannot handle it. I kept getting kicked off the servers because the network's so bad in the bedroom. So I finally gave up because I kept having to replay things like 5 times. And I was like, I'm so over this. I'm done trying to kill this big thing 5 times in a row and then getting kicked off because, So I have to wait. We have a new wireless stuff coming to
try and boost the signal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Ravi, I have another quick question. So besides Doom, there's quite a few other titles coming out. Are there any other ones that piqued your interest? That's some good ones. Super Mario Odyssey.
I'm ready for that one.
Xenoblade. Did that come out already? Odyssey?
No, it comes
Odyssey
out.
Exactly.
That's
Super
the new Mario
with this
open
big
world
hat.
Game. They also, speaking about Super
also
Mario...
Also Skyrim that's coming out on the Switch.
Skyrim I've never been interested in. I'm interested in Rocket League. I don't think they announced... Or did they announce that?
It says Holiday.
Holiday. So Rocket Christmas League I'm time. Interested in because there's a couple of folks that I talk to and consider, acquaintances that play it. So that would be interesting.
possibly even friends.
Nope. I don't have friends. Where was I going with that? I don't
remember. Rocket League.
Switch. Rocket League,
the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
So Mario Odyssey. So they announced two interesting... One thing that came out was the speculation that he's no longer a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Which makes me sad.
And that's official. Like,
it's official now?
That is official. Okay. Nintendo officially announced he's no longer a plumber.
What's the thing on his nipple?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Oh, and they also released a picture of him shirtless.
Ew.
So what is he, a bodybuilder?
Why?
Was he a model?
Wait, hold on.
Some really weird things with Mario.
Why is he
really
shirtless? First of all, his hat is super fancy and flies around and talks. And then he's shirtless. Is he on drugs? Is this just like Mario on drugs?
This is Mario Unleashed.
It's like Mario.
It should be called Mario Odyssey. Like, Mario Unleashed.
Like psychedelic
Mario
60s Mario.
He can't touch like feeling himself up and stuff.
With the
shirtless picture,
guys,
I thought there would be more hair because he's Italian.
He's Italian. He should be real hairy.
Makes sense. If he's going to walk around shirtless, they made him not a plumber anymore so that we don't have to see the butt crack.
That makes sense.
Plumber crack.
Yeah. Also, some other games that are coming out on the Switch. L.A. Noir, which is a big favorite of
Arjuna. L.A. Noir.
NBA 2K18 is coming out. You won't be able to play with us unless you get it for the PS4. So, you know. We'll get to that.
Let's be honest. I'm not playing that game.
I never have really liked basketball games. Football games, yes, but basketball games on the PlayStation, I've always kind of sucked at. So.
And also, one last point about the Nintendo Switch. It seems like it's outselling the PS4 and Xbox One, which actually kind of makes sense.
Well, that makes sense. It's a new generation. It's a new thing.
Mobile.
I'm sorry. We have the PS4 Pro. That's still considered a newish system.
No,
we also have the Xbox One Stupid.
Didn't they call it the Xbox One X?
Yes.
That's silly. Can you introduce some new letters to your vocabulary, please, Microsoft?
No, it should be everybody. Can everybody introduce some new letters?
No.
You got the Model X, the iPhone X,
the iPhone
Xbox 10. One X.
Apple's calling it the iPhone 10, but Xbox is not calling it the Xbox One 10.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with Y and Z? We're just stuck on
right?
X.
Oh, I forgot your Y wing.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, and it's like Pokemon. Pokemon did like Pokemon Y and Pokemon Z, but I don't think they did Pokemon X.
It's probably a good thing.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
X is overused.
X is over. Apparently. Highly overused.
I don't understand why.
So I mentioned NBA 2K18 just now. The game did early release for those who pre-ordered it yesterday? No, on Friday.
Released on Friday.
On Friday.
Pre-orders.
And so unfortunately, neither me or Arjuna got to pre-order it, so we do not have the game. It comes out Tuesday, so we'll definitely be picking it up then. But the game has dropped. It's got highly positive reviews like it always does. It seems like they are changing the career mode to a more massively multiplayer online open world type of format, which is going to be interesting, but also I think quite challenging to navigate. As Ravi said, he gets distracted easily, and I feel like for people like me who likes... at least the thing I liked about NBA 2K, my career, was that it's just very linear. You did your stuff. You went and played your games. This is going to be like a lot like Destiny or what's that other game we used to play?
Oh, Batman Arkham Asylum.
What are you going to wander and do?
Well, like Riddler trophies?
It's basically the whole point of my career is to improve your player, just like in Destiny, right? So there are things where you can play one-on-one games or two-on-two. You can go in... play your actual career with an NBA team.
You can have a girlfriend.
You can have a girlfriend.
This is my question.
You can steal cars.
That's what I was gonna say. Is it gonna be like GTA meets NBA 2K?
Yes, but it's gonna be all basketball activities. So like things like like basketball like 3-point competition.
You can play minor league baseball.
Oh, and golf.
Michael, golf.
Obviously,
this is for fans of basketball. That's why it wouldn't make sense to people who don't like basketball.
No, I mean, I get basketball. I like basketball.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
then you should try it.
I played it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I haven't played it in a long time. I'm not horrible at it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just because you're a tall girl doesn't mean you have to play basketball.
That's true. That is true. Same thing with tall girls.
I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go dance now.
Just dance.
Exactly. Dance. But still, yeah, the open world concept is still kind of weird to me.
Yeah, we're going to... So the game comes out Tuesday, and I hope to at least bring you something on that. Hopefully bring you some gameplay footage on Twitch. As soon as I remember what my Twitch username is, I'll let you guys know. I'll tweet it out. Well, and then you can come and check it out.
And we'll also, we can help you, we can make sure it's set up so that when you Twitch, if nothing is going on the Luzo channel, it will go onto Luzo as well.
There we
so
go.
That you can pick it up on the Luzo
so
Twitch
at the very,
channel.
At the very worst, it'll be on Luzo, but I do hope to bring you some thoughts as well, with including some gameplay footage.
So let me get this straight. None of you remember to pre-order the things that you wanted to pre-order.
That's correct.
Okay. Hey, man, pre-order is difficult.
I pre-ordered my watch. I did
pre-order one thing. It was a new Duplo set that's coming out.
Oh,
it's
there
called
you go.
Duplo Office Life, and it's just a very simple office space. There's some papers, and it actually has a cupboard.
Giant
opens
Duplo
up.
Papers.
It's pretty advanced for Duplo.
Do they still make
cupboard
Duplo?
Open.
They do.
Oh,
for
they do.
Children.
Yeah.
Adventure Time
small
Duplo
children.
Sets.
I will say I did make up the office
Clearly.
Set. That was a joke.
It wasn't.
All right, Juno.
Anyway.
I'm not laughing.
Juno, you have very interesting thoughts on Duplo. I want you to tell us your interesting thoughts on BoJack.
Oh, yeah. So I did finish BoJack season 4.
Me too.
And
nope.
I really liked it. I really. Spoiler alert for those who haven't watched it, but a lot of the BoJack seasons, right at the end of each season, it ends in a very dark place.
Really dark.
Really, really dark. Just very depressing.
Spoilers, man.
Very somber.
With the horse head, so
very
I could see it being a weird life anyway.
Right. Yeah. Very, very somber tone. But this season was different. It struck an optimistic chord for BoJack specifically. The other characters, not so much. They're all pretty down in the dumps, which is reversal. Normally they're...
And
their lives are going
clarify,
well, and his isn't.
To clarify, the show BoJack Horseman takes place in
Hollywood,
correct?
Yes, it's a satirized version of Hollywood, which is after like some events in season 1 becomes Hollywoo. Because
not Hollywood, not Hollyweed,
no Hollywoo.
Hollywood because the D got stolen,
and that was before the Hollyweed happened. So.
They did it.
I think Will Arnett
has a connection,
but it was interesting. The show was they obviously touched a lot on the political climate of Donald Trump and everything. So that was I think that was really really well done, and it was funny. There were some standout episodes. They
did you cry at all?
They dealt. I mean, you can get emotional sometimes because they can really. They
play
really
with the emotion strings.
They really play with your emotion strings and strike some interesting emotional chords. I know, like Evelyn. One of her favorite episodes was an episode called "You Stupid Idiot." And
hey, don't call me that.
It's about depression, and it's about like what goes on in your mind. And they did a really good job with that in terms of how people deal with that. And then there's another episode. I think it's the penultimate that deals with dementia and how that works and how your mind can play tricks on you and you play certain events within your own mind. And I think just touch, like, they're able to touch on these subjects while still making you laugh but still making you think, and that's the ultimate comedy gold, right? Is to still be able to make you laugh but make you think a lot.
And then if it can make you cry later,
yeah,
it's a great show. There's another episode that does a great job of your mind on drugs several times on several different kinds.
Yes.
And those are great episodes that
right.
end horribly, but
and I think this season as a whole, just the story they told from beginning to end and where the characters started and ended was really well done, and it's definitely I think it's at first glance my second favorite season. Season 3 was I think one of the best seasons of television ever.
Wow.
But this was very close. Very, very good.
Nice. Perfect. Disaster art.
Addist.
Disaster addist.
Take it.
Microprocessors. Disaster addist. Disaster artist is coming out actually really soon.
I don't know actually. So they showed their first cut at a Toronto film festival and it was very well received.
Yeah. Oscar worthy?
That's what I mean. There's some rumblings about that, but it's not the final
it
cut.
Doesn't seem like
I
it
don't
would
think
be.
There is not a worldwide release date yet. The okay. rumor is it should be December, but they don't actually have a release date yet. Mm. So Which is interesting because the movie seems to be pretty much done, and that, you know, they just have to make some final edits here and
there. In fact, they dropped a trailer.
They dropped a full trailer, which was amazing. I've watched at least 20 times.
Juno showed me the trailer and then just put it on again right after we finished watching it, and I had no problem with that. I was like, I want to absorb this again.
Wait, are you going to watch this movie whenever it comes out more than you watch Guardians of the Galaxy? The first one?
Well, you never know. We'll see. You see it
depends probably.
It depends on your emotional reaction to the movie.
It's not like I seeked out to see Guardians 7 times. It was...
That's right, people. Arjuna saw the original Guardians
James
of the
Galaxy. James Gunn, I know you
seven times.
Listen to this podcast.
How many times
You're
did
welcome.
You see the second one?
Only twice.
Okay.
I did want to see it more times. For Guardians 1, the reason I saw it 7 times was I just kept getting invited to go see it, and I kept saying yes. Like, there wasn't any other movie I really wanted to see. I think...
For 7 weeks.
It was more like, you know, two weeks.
Wow, that's an intense 2 weeks of Guardians.
It was over 3 months. Because I think I saw it when it came out. I saw the premiere.
So you averaged more than two times a month.
Yeah.
So every other week.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But I'm excited for Disaster Artist. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of excitement. There is people talking about it being Oscar worthy. And if it comes out in December, that is Oscar season.
We really need to watch the original.
Oh, speaking about the Oscars, Krishna, you and I have a bet going.
Something about someone. I forget.
Mark Hamill winning Best Actor. At the Oscars.
Yeah, you're
for
at
his
it,
role
you're...
as Luke Skywalker in Episode 8.
It's a slap bet, right?
Yes, on Arjuna.
No, on you.
No, Arjuna.
No. It's either I get to slap you or you get to slap yourself. No.
It's $50.
It's actually, not $50. It's a spray tan bet.
We're moving...
That's right. It was a spray tan
we're
bet.
Moving into...
Somebody finally took him up on a spray tan bet?
I'm going to win.
Okay.
Mark Hamill's not going to win Best Actor.
No. We're moving.
I win.
I wish you would, but no, I agree.
We're moving into Nerdyverse now, and there's actually one Oscar thing I do want to mention. The story I read, I didn't put it in the outline.
No.
But there's some real buzz this year that superhero movies could win significant Oscars at the Oscars this year.
No.
And the two movies that are being hyped and that the studios are really upselling, that they've never because the studios are smart. They know that these blockbuster movies generally. Get no reaction at the Oscars. So they don't try and sell them because the Oscars is all about selling and marketing and all that type of stuff. But the two that are getting a lot of hype are Wonder Woman and Logan.
Oh.
And so
Wonder Woman.
Fox
and Logan.
That's amazing.
So Fox has pulled out the full red carpet treatment for Logan. They are hyping the movie 200%. Like they're making it their like primary candidate from their studio to get Oscar significance. And what they're pushing... The hardest for is Hugh Jackman as Best Actor.
Hmm. I could see that.
That would be great.
Wonder Woman makes
such a great job.
So what they're pulling for Logan and that they at least want, they don't think he can win, but they think he could at least, if they could get a nomination, that could potentially change the conversation for superhero movies. Now, we know Heath Ledger won Best Supporting Actor for Dark Knight, but that obviously came posthumously, and people argue that Dark Knight isn't even a superhero movie.
It's not,
and you can.
Batman's not a superhero.
You can also make an argument. Yes. Logan
isn't
really a superhero movie either, or not the traditional sense. It is more.
They're more character driven.
These are more character driven, and Logan seems like a very logical choice of a movie to potentially.
Is there anything, any like information about Jean-Luc Picard getting Best Supporting Actor because he did an amazing job?
I don't know. In the article I read, there was nothing about him being pushed for that. But I know
that's the guy.
The movie. They're definitely pushing the whole movie.
But why Wonder Woman though? Is it just strictly because it made so much money? So now they think, oh, let's throw it at the Oscars too.
It was well received. It's also now because it was the first significant blockbuster superhero movie with a female. It was well done. It has historical significance. So it potentially, by being recognized for a significant Oscar of some
I'm just going to drop this real quick.
Shape or form.
Gal Gadot.
Gadot.
Gadot. Gadot. Hello.
Hello, Gadot.
Hello. I like goats. What? She did a great job as Wonder Woman. Yeah. I do not see that as...
I don't know if they're pushing for Best Actress.
Okay, maybe Best Directing. I could see that.
For Patty
for
Jenkins,
sure.
That would be great.
That makes more sense to me.
That might be what they're pushing
Original
for.
Original story? No. Visuals? No. The CGI
Robbie,
was
don't
terrible.
You think it should win the picture for Best CGI?
No.
I think it could win Best
Black Panther's better.
Black Panther's
not
better?
Released yet. That one's really eligible for anything at this point.
You hated that.
So that's interesting. That's interesting to watch for the Oscars in the coming months. Is the
if they actually get nominated, I will actually take the time to watch the Oscars this year.
I mean, we're getting into Oscar season. We're getting into the movies that are generally considered for Oscars in the fall, right? That's when the heavy hitters come out and are released for Oscar consideration. So, I mean, we could be getting because Fox is pushing for it so hard. They're thinking that Logan's going to get another run in theaters.
I would go see that again in theaters.
I would only if they do like a noir version, though, black and white.
So I have that on iTunes.
I have it on Blu-ray, too, the noir version.
Oh, we should watch it.
So Arjuna, are you going to be covering the Oscars this year, then?
Yeah, I will be there. I'm actually hosting. Neil Patrick Harris are co-hosting together.
Oh, Ellen got kicked out this year?
We're going to do a musical number. It's going to be called
Duplo is my friend.
Exactly.
How did you know?
Is my friend. Duplo
I feel like if
friend.
Arjuna hosted the Oscars, it would go something like this. It would go, hello.
All right, let's.
I haven't cried since Nam.
Oh.
Wow.
Nope.
Let's move on quickly.
Yeah. We're going to move on to something only slightly less depressing.
That's why I
North
said
Korea?
That's why I said that.
Oh, well done. The transition is amazing, then. Portland NerdCon. Which Portland is this, by the way? Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Yeah. There's also Portland, Maine.
No,
okay.
But I mean...
Come on, let's be honest. Portland, Maine doing a...
That's what I was going to say. Like, Portland, Oregon is a large city, and Portland, Maine is...
Is also a large city.
Not as large as Portland, Oregon.
Which is also true. Portland NerdCon is banning Nazi costumes. The fact that they even have to ban... Nazi costumes
makes me sad.
Mind-blowing, but you know what? That's the climate we live in. Is there any? I don't know if there's really much more to say to add to that. They banned Nazi costumes.
Good.
Well done.
Well,
should also ban KKK costumes.
Wait. The fact I put it in there because I think it's slightly interesting to the point where a convention has actually come out and actually said specifically banning Nazi costumes. But what's a little bit more interesting if you dive into the article is they're also saying they're banning costumes with Hydra, right? So Hydra,
really?
Yes. So if you That's cosplay as, let's say, the Red Skull, you're not allowed to go to this convention.
Can you do Red Skull without the Hydra uniform?
No, because that's not Red Skull.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, no, I mean...
That part is a little interesting, and it's interesting because... Obviously, the Nazi regime, that entire ideology is terrible. It's horrifying. It's scary. Yes, we should not be preaching or showing it. But it did spark the idea of Hydra, this weird group or whatever that is very significant to the Marvel universe, to Captain America, to that character, right? That is the enemy of Captain America. Mm-hmm. It also sparked the entire idea of the stormtrooper in Star Wars,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I guess the reason I put it in there is because I'm slightly afraid that we are getting to a point where anything that represents or sparked or became or came from the whole idea of Nazis is going to become banned. It's going to be looked at as bad and so forth.
That's a great point.
Nazis, KKK, biker gangs. Anything that has like a group mentality that people don't necessarily understand, like you can even argue that the 501st, right? The 501st, which is a costuming group, does have a biker gang type look on it, right? If you're looking at it from the outside, some of the symbols, some of the things that are used, you could say that doesn't look necessarily, you know,
inviting
or whatever, and can, you know, be a little scary looking.
Sure.
So, I don't know.
No, that's a great point. When you frame it like that, that's, you know, sometimes not always, right? And you would hope with this it doesn't go this way, but sometimes it's the first stone to fall, and then how much, like, where do you draw the line?
Exactly,
and that's a slippery slope sometimes. And you're right. You could see in a world where stormtroopers are banned. You know, hopefully things never get that bad, right? But unfortunately, in the world that we live in today,
we're approaching that.
You can't 100% say you would never see that happen,
right?
Where you see something like stormtroopers like not get banned, and like just, you know, all weapon, all toy weapons get banned. You know,
it's, right?
And
that's, I mean, that's unfortunately, there was the moron. I forget which, I think it was PhoenixCon. In Arizona, the moron that actually brought a real weapon to the convention, and going forward, that convention has banned all anything, lightsabers, plastic toys,
you have
or whatever.
To. At that point,
you have to. And unfortunately, we're getting to that point where
it's always one person,
it's one moronic idiot, or
it
one
really is
stupid
like
group.
Everything that goes wrong is just one dumb a-hole.
Do you remember? Did you hear about the Burning Man festival?
No, what happened?
So the Burning Man festival, you know, it's like
a big music festival, art festival,
and they end it with burning like a huge amount of stuff. A guy ran into the flames and died.
Oh, okay, but there's a lot of drug use at Burning Man.
Absolutely, but is that enough to change it? It could be. It only takes one, right?
Or what it could be now is that you're not allowed to participate in the actual burning. Like, you just see it from a distance.
From a distance, and they'll have, like, security blocked off.
That's probably what it'll be.
Yeah. So there you go. Moving on. So I literally have no idea what this is. I'm going to read the title.
Okay.
And then whoever wrote this needs to speak up.
Oh.
Or forever hold your peace. Shape of Water. Fish monster has sex with human!
I'm
going
to guess who put this in there.
So
there we go. That's what I thought.
Guillermo del Toro, the amazing director behind
such great
films as Hellboy,
no.
Hellboy 2,
no.
Pacific Rim, Pan's Labyrinth, has a new movie coming out called The Shape of Water. It is an interesting film. This is also being slated as an Oscar-worthy picture. It's a science fiction film. It takes place, I believe, in the 1930s or 40s.
I remember those times.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
Weird.
Anyway, a 30-year-old
the
man.
U.S. government has a special secret program where they have this water creature, this mythical creature that they're studying, that they're trying to understand. There is a female, the main character, who's a female, she's deaf, who works in, I think, like the janitorial services, falls in love with this creature. And supposedly, the rumor is, there is an actual sex scene with this weird CGI creature monster thing.
Del Toro has never held back his visual palette.
No, he hasn't.
I still think the peak of Del Toro is Troll Hunters.
When does that come out again? Has it been announced when the second season comes out? I don't know. Let's see.
I hope soon.
There are things that might tell us.
They have Funko Pops for Troll Hunters now, which I definitely want.
I'm surprised.
Talk to me after the show.
I want Arg.
Ooh, Arg.
Oh,
yeah, that
I
would
might
be amazing.
Need some pop vinyls.
Get both Arg and
none.
Stone Arg.
I have way too many.
too soon.
But yeah, it's just interesting. The reason I put it in there is just that people are kind of... Some people have already started some anti-protest groups.
We're
not going to see the film because how can you do that? Interspecies, whatever, nonsense.
What?
It's a fantasy.
Yes, it's a fantasy. It's a film. It's make believe, and yet people are getting kind of crazy.
We really are getting into it. You know, like the big thing around the Nazi regime is they burn books,
right?
And like anything that didn't fit like an ideology, you burned.
Yep.
I'm just saying that we're not. It's just mind blowing to me that like the restrictions, not the restrictions, but like the blowback on like creative freedoms.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, it's very interesting. Okay, we have about 5 more minutes.
Real science roundup.
Yay.
And this is kind of Sarah's basically taken this section and made it her own, which is absolutely amazing. So
like,
5 minutes.
I like
to,
real science.
Yeah,
I
real
mean,
science
I like
is great.
Science and
yeah.
nerdy
science. I'm glad somebody here, you know, stays in touch with reality sometimes because we clearly don't.
But there's so much out there. There's so much going on right now. We do not, unfortunately, have any new pictures of spacesuits from SpaceX.
No.
That's been... sorry. We already saw it.
Troll
we know it's hunters. Like super 60s sci-fi. So there is a spacecraft called Cassini, which has been... I don't know how long Cassini's been out there, but it was a mission to Saturn.
Yeah.
And Cassini, this last week, finally has run out of fuel.
Oh.
And so
Cassini's gonna die.
NASA decided to, well, so Cassini went out in like just a blaze of glory because they had discussed and thought about parking it kind of in space and just letting it send back images of Saturn and things like that. But they were concerned about the possibility of it actually being or hitting a possibly habitable moons of Saturn.
Oh.
And there are a couple of moons apparently of Saturn that are that have the potential to be habitable.
Right.
And so they didn't want to, you know, it's the prime directive. You know, don't interact, don't screw with someone
what's
you
already
know,
there.
You know, and don't yeah, exactly.
Don't time travel.
Wait, so
no,
could...
that's different.
Oh. Wait, are we is there a possibility here? Just go science fiction for a second.
I can always go science fiction.
The probe crashes into one of these moons and it has bacteria from Earth
of
and like
course.
Little creatures
that's
that
why
interact
they...
with you know, whatever is buried on Io or it's... Titan and that's... creates destiny.
What?
Yes. Real life.
Kusha, I mean... you gotta stop on the mushrooms,
Yeah, we talked about this. Stop doing mushrooms before the show.
Yeah, you really got to.
All right, one of the moons for potential one of the potentially habitable moons is actually in Enceladus, I think is how you pronounce it. So anyway,
cool.
But I mean, clearly that's sort of then they don't want to damage any possible life, whatever might be on these moons. So
I'm actually on the article. I'm scrolling through some photos.
Yeah, I put like three because there are some really cool photos of. So what I was getting to is instead of parking it basically in space, they purposely crashed it into Saturn. It wouldn't make it to Saturn. It would hit through the atmosphere and, you know, essentially go out in, literally a blaze of glory.
Interesting.
Man, what are we doing with our lives?
Are you talking about
this satellite went all the way to Saturn, and we're just sitting here at a table.
Talking about the satellite.
Talking about the satellite that went to Saturn.
We're talking about satellites.
Anyway, another really cool thing about this. So there are a lot of, you know, if like you look this up, the footage is out there. They have video footage. They have pictures. They have articles so you can learn about Cassini and its final, you know, its end, its brilliant end. But one thing that is out there is something that I found to be quite interesting. Did you guys have you all watched Star Trek Voyager?
I've actually seen episodes of it.
I
enjoyed
it
entirely.
In high school on Spike TV.
Yeah, I was gonna say I know Ravi and I've watched it multiple times. So
it's this guy.
Yeah, it's the Doctor from Star Trek Voyager. His name is Robert Picardo.
He's a hologram.
He's operatically trained.
He's also the leader of the Atlantis mission in Stargate.
Yes, he is.
Season 4.
Yes, he is.
Wait, if we play this, would these speakers pick it up?
I don't know, but
quality.
Let me explain this first. So this has been... This was from... I'm trying to see the group. I'm sorry. Cassini's... a space advocacy group, the Planetary Society, put together a YouTube video that in part features Robert Picardo, and he is singing a song, Goodbye Cassini, Your Mission's Feeny. So he's singing a song. It's to the tune of La Donna e Mobile from, which is Woman is Fickle, from the opera Rigoletto, composed by Giuseppe Verdi in the 19th century. And so he's basically, they've created this operatic farewell sung by Robert Picardo to say goodbye to Cassini. And I just thought it was kind of amazing.
That is amazing.
That the Doctor saying farewell to this spacecraft that was crashing
awesome.
Into Saturn. It was just like, wow, okay.
It should have been to the tune of
kind of amazing.
The song Michael Scott sang Goodbye Toby
nope.
to
you. Goodbye Toby. I won't miss you.
It's been fun. Hope you find your paradise.
Okay.
Oh, that's dark.
Anyway, I don't know if you want. Did you want to try and play this and see it? And
No.
All right.
Share a link.
We'll put the link. But it's on YouTube. And cool. So farewell Cassini. And look up the pictures. There's some cool stuff out there.
I just want to mention real quick. Titan actually has water and lakes on the planet. It's like the only other
Wait, who? What?
Titan. So I just was scrolling through those pictures, and I said, Titan is the only other place in the solar system that is Earth-like in that it has lakes, it has rain. It's just made up of ethane and methane instead of like hydrogen.
I love some methane in the morning.
If you love methane,
you should go to the tar pits. Lots of it there.
Guys, that is LuzoCast episode number 62. Thank you all so much for listening to our wonderful voices on this journey of
nerdiness
information.
Welcome to the Nerdiverse.
Be sure to check us out at luzoproductions.com. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Tweet at us, you know, message us, send us in questions, any feedback and comments. We have a lot of stuff coming up fairly soon, so be sure to be checking those channels whenever you get a moment. But luzoproductions.com is probably the place to be.
It's the hub of
checking
all hubs.
Us out.
Oh, and next week's episode, number 63, is going to be interesting because Sarah and I will be in Japan.
Oh, also, let's just hope that Kim Jong-un doesn't throw a temper tantrum again and shoot missiles over Japan
though,
while we're there, because that might be a little freaky.
Not to make it too light of a subject. If you are there, though, Luzo exclusive.
We'll get some footage, man.
Get the interviews.
Anyway, yeah, we will... Yeah.
On that note, we will say, are you guys going to call in?
Yeah, we're going to call
in. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to use the internet.
Cool.
Ooh, the interwebs.
All right, guys, if that has been episode 62, so long and farewell.
This has been the LuzoCast.
Well done.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.